Thank you.
I'm at your service, sir. Is anything wrong?
Listen, doctor, last week you admitted a patient named Manucher Pravizi to your hospital.
Yes. Unfortunately, he passed away.
Doctor, did you know that the late Pravizi's wife has sued you for premeditated murder? Did you know that, sir?
No, I had no idea. But I was expecting it. Because she'd promised me that she would.
She believes you had her husband transferred to your hospital especially so that you could kill him.
But why would I do such a thing?
She claims that apparently you owed her late husband a lot of money, a great deal in fact. Of course, she still hasn't produced any evidence for what she claims, as you're probably curious to know.
Excuse me, Mr.
I'm Safai, sir. Farhad Safai.
Yes. Mr. Safai. First of all, we have the patient's file right over here. You can refer to any medical team you wish. And then you'll find out that there was no intent in his death whatsoever. And second of all, just so you know, I am one of the main shareholders of this hospital. And thank God, I have enough income not to have to borrow money from anyone, do you understand?
Do you know a man named Kaveh Gaharmani?
No. Who is he?
He's the one who has involved in the fight with Pravizi. He's accused of killing him, sir.
Well, why would I know who he is?
We believe that the one who hit Mr. Pravizi didn't want to kill him. We think it was an accident, and the guy gets scared and runs away. We think that the murderer, and I refer to Kaveh Gaharmani, is someone that you actually know. Are you getting me here? So he asks you to have Pravizi transferred to your hospital so you can try and prevent his death.
Well, do you think this theory is something logical?
Every theory doesn't need to be logical, Doctor. Especially if it involves murder. I want to know how logical you think it is to claim that you're the classmate of a man who was practically illiterate. Is that logical to you, Doctor?
Well, that was only a misunderstanding. All Mrs. Pravizi had to do was tell me at Torfeh Hospital that her husband never went to high school. And then I would have known I had the wrong guy and that he wasn't my friend. And then we never would have had to transfer him here in the first place. Excuse me. If there are no more questions, I have to check on my patients.
No. No other questions. If we'll have any, we'll be back.
Very well, then. Excuse me for now, please.
So, Dr. Pajuhan, if I understand correctly, you deny both charges, right? I mean, taking loan shark money from Mr. Pravizi and any connections to the murderer.
What did you say? Did you say loan shark money?
Yes. Mr. Pravizi was a very well-known moneylender. Didn't you know that?
No.
Pravizi has been doing this for 15 years now. I mean, he's lent money to a whole lot of people. And one of them is his murderer, and what we think is he went to him for more money. And he didn't want to lend him anymore because he thought he wouldn't be able to pay him back. So it seems they get into some kind of a fight. Of course, he didn't want to kill him. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye to you. By the way, how did you find out that Pravizi lent out money?
It was a total coincidence. Mrs. Alipour heard his wife and brother-in-law talk about
it. Why did Elias ask you to operate on those people? I think Elias is the one who wanted Dad to operate on that guy too.
Why did he ask not to operate on the others? Like Mrs. Alipour's daughter or grandpa. Do you know what he did? He kidnapped the child and killed him.
Excuse me, nurse. Do you remember a couple of days ago, one of Dr. Judat's patients died after he had surgery? It was a young man.
Yes, yes, I remember.
Can you give me his file, please?
Here it is.
This is his address, right?
Yes, that's it.
No, it's nothing important. Don't worry about it. Come in.
Dr. Lotfi, please report to the emergency room.
Of course. Okay, then. Yes, okay. Goodbye now.
Hello to you, Doctor.
Hello there. Something wrong, Mr. Karamad?
We don't want to go ahead with the surgery.
Why not?
Because we don't want him to die under the knife. Only Dr. Pajuan was supposed to operate on him.
Mr. Karamad, Dr. Naini was Dr. Pachuan's teacher. He is one of the best brain surgeons around.
We had great doctors in Shiraz too, you know. We came to Tehran for Dr. Pachuan. And well, when he says Grandpa's gonna die, well then, we don't want him to go like this. And if he doesn't die under the knife, then he'll be with us longer.
If you let him go through with the operation, God willing, he'll be around for more years to come.
No, no, Doctor. We have no hope in this surgery. Our only hope now is with God.
Everyone's hope is God. But if God wants to do something, he'll do it using his tools. If God wants Grandpa to live, then his tool, Dr. Naini, will be the one to keep him alive.
No, Doctor. He sometimes cures you without medicine or a doctor. We want to gather and pray for Grandpa. Maybe he'll answer our prayers like Elias. He prayed so hard and he was cured without a doctor.
Elias's condition was much more worse than... Which Elias are you talking about?
Elias Ismaili. You do not know him. He was this man who cured his brain tumor with prayers alone.
And how exactly do you know him?
Well, we knew each other well because we lived with Elias.
Was Elias Ismaili from your village?
He became a part of our village. He came there to work with us every day from morning till night on our lands. He would teach our children reading and writing as well. He wanted to do good for being cured, and he told God he'd help people for an entire year. But when he saw Grandpa, he fell in love with him and he stayed with us till the day that he died.
Till the day he died?
Yes, Doctor. Unfortunately, 6 months ago he passed away.
You mean Elias? Elias is dead?
He is. It was as if God had given him 3 years of a new life, so that he would come and work for us in our time of need.
You're making a mistake, Mr. Karamad. Elias is alive.
I wish you were, but... Well, he isn't. His death actually did us another service. You see, in the village, one of the children had fallen in a well and was stuck there. Elias, God bless his soul, went into the well to save the child. He got the kid out but died when the well collapsed. We got there too late and we just couldn't save him. God bless his soul. How do you know Elias, Dr. Bardia?
Well, Elias was in this hospital and we were supposed to operate on him, but that was before we did. He was cured and left.
Really? So Elias was here?
Are you absolutely sure Elias is dead?
Oh, we buried him ourselves. I mean, we mourned him. God bless his soul. May he rest in peace, Doctor. So, Doctor, wait. Does this mean we can take Grandpa back to our village?
No. Not until I say so, please. Please have the patience.
All right, I will. But if Dr. Pachuan doesn't operate on him, we don't want him to go ahead with it.
Okay. Is Dr. Pachuan here?
No, he isn't. He left, Doctor.
Where to?
I don't know. He left the hospital. Is there something wrong?
Please call his cell phone. I have something urgent to tell him.
He's left his cell phone behind.
Please come get me when he comes back. Please, it's very urgent.
Of course, Doctor.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Excuse me. As far as I know, this young man was your brother, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, my condolences.
Thank you. Is there anything that you want?
No. Yes. I wanted to ask you just one question, please.
Well, go ahead.
It's about your brother. It might upset you.
Go ahead, ask me.
I've heard your brother kidnapped a child, and that he killed him before he died. I was just wondering if that was true. Is it true?
Why do you want to know about that?
Look, ma'am, I am aware that I am way out of line here, but I want you to be sure that this question is a matter of life and death to me. It's so important that I've forgotten about my life and come all the way over here. And I've been waiting for 2.5 hours for you to come home.
Please, doctor. We have a reputation to think of in this neighborhood. Please, I don't want my neighbors to know anything about this. Please, I beg you.
I don't get it. You mean your brother...
Doctor, please leave. I beg of you, please go, please.
No, Doctor. You left it in your office.
Oh, man. Okay. Very well. Please give me Mr. Gadiani's phone number.
Okay. By the way, they brought Grandpa back to the hospital. Dr. Naini's supposed to operate on him. And Dr. Bardia wanted to speak to you.
Ma'am, please do what I
asked you to do. I'm in a very big hurry.
Yes, yes. A moment, please.
Yes, hello?
Hello, Mr. Gadiani. This is Pajuan.
Hello, Doctor. How are you today?
The truth is, I called to see how Rose was doing. So how is she?
Well, what can I say? I don't know. I haven't had any news from her recently. How can I put it? She's run away from home, Doctor. I'm looking for her frantically.
But... the last time I called you, you said that she'd kick that habit.
She was playing all of us, Doctor, for fools. She pulled the wool over our eyes. Dr. Abul Hassani even called me, and he said that Rose's lab results show that she's still using pills. But I'm the fool, and I didn't believe him. I didn't listen to him.
Very well. Goodbye to you, sir. Goodbye.
Yes, hello, ma'am. Did Dr. Pajuan come back already?
Okay, then. What?
No, I have his home number, but no one's picking up. Anyways, I'm going home now. If Dr. Pajwan comes to the hospital or calls, tell him to call me. It's urgent. Thank you. Goodbye.
The lady doctor is the one who went in.
You totally scared me, bro. What are you doing here?
I went home and I couldn't find you. What are you doing here now? Weren't you supposed to come around at night?
I've come to check things out. It's necessary before I get into action.
Look at you. You've learned a thing or two.
Why, thank you, my friend. See, I told you I'd learn.
Okay, now don't let it go to your head. I only came to tell you that I talked to that guy. You have to give him the money tomorrow. And he'll take you to the other side of the border. So you better not come back with nothing.
Don't worry about a thing, bro.
Now then, dummy, don't forget that you have to do something so that she stops breathing. She's gotta die so she won't be able to identify you. You got that?
Got it.
See you around. Hello, Doctor. Just don't be quick to judge, Doctor.
All right. I won't do it then. Defend yourself.
Do you mean that I stand accused?
You aren't? Elias, you aren't accused!
You sound so angry, I'm sure you've already made up your mind about me.
Well, yeah. I've made up my mind, and I can tell you what I think. Elias! You've become a despicable liar who is in contact with a bunch of criminals and thugs! The power you have, I don't know where you got it from. But I'm sure you're not in contact with God. No way this is possible!
Doctor, please don't ruin all of this good that you have done with these accusations.
What good? What good, Elias? The good of accusing my daughter? Of shaming me to the depths of my soul? The good of accusing my friends, my colleagues, of lying to me and lying to save crooks? A kidnapper, a murderer, or a loan shark, a drug addict? Huh? Answer me, Elias! Which one is it?
This is what it looks like. But I've already told you, good and
bad, that... stop it with all this nonsense! I'm completely fed up with all of this, Elias!
Please, do not doubt me. Doubting me is doubting that you have been chosen. It's doubting God's existence.
I don't doubt in God in the slightest! I have doubt in you!
I am God's true link to you. Now is not the time to be defeated by your doubts. If you start to push me away now, you'll have to sever the link you have with God forever. I don't want that to happen, Doctor. But if you just stop and listen to God's last wish, which is to not operate on Grandpa, then there will no longer be a need for me to stay here. You can be in direct contact with God yourself and get all the answers to your questions, whatever they may be, Doctor. Don't let this stupid suspicion of yours take away the glory that God's bestowed upon you. Don't let it happen, Doctor.
Elias, you have to give me answers tonight. Tonight! Not explanations, warnings, or promises. I won't be fooled by you again. Elias, tell me, what was your relationship with those people? With that kidnapper and that murderer? That loan shark and that girl Rose, huh? What was your relationship with them, huh? Elias, what was your problem with Alipur, Naini, and Bardia? Answer me! Answer me!
Doctor, you are so angry right now that you won't listen to any answer I give you.
I'll listen. I'm gonna listen tonight. I shouldn't have listened the other night. But tonight, I've come to listen to you, Elias. Tell me. Elias. Come on, I'm not angry anymore. You can see that I'm not screaming. Tell me. Answer me.
What do you want to hear me say?
I want you to tell me, how did you change so much from the Elias that I used to know? What happened to you in these past couple of years, Elias? Tell me, Elias. Why did you come back to my house? Why did you force me to do all those things? Why?
Remember, I didn't force you to do anything, Doctor. I just asked you and you agreed. Yes, you agreed. That's it.
It's me.
I found out something really strange. It's got me real worried. Elias is dead.
What? What are you talking about?
Elias died 6 months ago. The one who came to your house wasn't Elias at all. Do you hear me, Doctor? Why won't you answer? Hello?
Wait a second, Doctor. I'm gonna give you a call back later.
us. Elias, where are you? Elias. Elias, where are you? Elias. Dr. Bardia says that you're dead. Died 6 months ago. Elias? Elias? Because there's no use in hiding. Hurry. Hurry. Don't be scared, my dear. It's only me.
Daddy! You scared me!
And how are you, my darling?
I'm good. Are you okay?
Oh, thank God.
Are you okay, Daddy?
I'm so sorry, Perry. Please forgive me.
Is something wrong?
I have been a complete fool. And I was so terribly naive. So naive and foolish.
Please, don't talk like that, Daddy dear. Tell me what's going on. Daddy, are you crying? Please, don't cry, Dad, please. Tell me what's happened.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. If you promise that you're gonna forgive me for all the things that I've said to you. And for all the things that I thought about you. Perry, please.
Please tell me you'll forgive me.
Forgive you? I love you so much, Daddy. I have no one else in the world but you. Please, Daddy, don't cry. I can't stand to see you cry. Please. Talk to him? Did you ask him how he knew all of those people?
Yeah. But he didn't have an answer for me.
Such a nice person. How could this have happened to him? Why did he become so bad?
I'll tell you something that you won't believe. I still don't believe it myself.
What?
Elias is dead.
Oh, you killed him?
No. I was talking to him at the country house when Bardia called and said that Elias died 6 months ago.
He died? You mean that wasn't Elias we met?
I don't know.
Did you tell him that?
I didn't see him again. He disappeared in the blink of an eye. I was real scared. I thought he'd come here and hurt you. I almost had a heart attack till I reached you.
You know, I'd only seen Elias a couple of times back then. But Daddy, you knew him very well. His face, I mean. How could you not have recognized him?
It was Elias, Perry.
Everyone calls it rain. But I call it...
the sky making love. Elias.
God is making love to his creations tonight, Doctor.
Where have you been all this time? Where have you been? You just suddenly disappeared, man. I can't believe that someone could look so much like Elias. And he knew a whole lot of things. Very specific things that I had told him 2 or 3 years ago.
I can't believe it. How did Dr. Bardia find out Elias is dead?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ask her. I was so worried about you, I just came here right away. Call her so we can talk to her about the situation.
You've taken away my phone, Dad.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Perry. I'm so sorry.
Take it, Dad. Please, talk to her yourself. Hello?
Hello, Doctor. It's me, Pajuan. I'm sorry, but did I wake you?
Hello, Doctor. No. No, I've been waiting a long time for your call.
About Elias? How do you know that he's dead?
Well, Karaman told me that. He knew Elias really well. He died in their village 6 months ago.
They must have mistaken him for someone else then.
No, Doctor, it's no mistake.
I talked to him for a long time. How many people do you know named Elias Esmaili who's been able to cure his brain tumor with prayers?
Well, tell me then, Doctor, can you yourself believe it?
No. When I heard it, I was very confused. But it's the truth, Doctor. Everything Karamad says about Elias is all true. Even the time he went to their village.
It's exactly the time Elias disappeared all of a sudden and we weren't able to find him. He went there and spent all of his time helping the villagers.
He told them he was doing all of those things as a thank you for being cured. And 6 months ago, he died.
Why? Why did he die?
Karamad told me that one of the village kids fell into a well.
Elias goes in the well and saves him, but the well collapses and he dies.
Dr. Bardia, listen to what I'm saying. The person who came to my house must be Elias. He can't be dead, it's impossible. I don't know, maybe I've lost my mind or something.
When did you say that he left?
Tonight he left.
Tonight? But you said he left last night.
I lied about that. I lied because I wanted to convince Perry to come home with me. Hello? Hello?
بر بی همه